Hey everybody, Rory here, and today I am interviewing my boss. You are?
Jeff Sandquist.
Jeff Sandquist. And you just got back, didn't you, from a hiatus, I can't say the word.
Yes. Took 3 months off. After being at Microsoft, I always get wrong like how long I've been here, but I did a bunch of years as contracting and so forth, so I've been at Microsoft for over 10 years, and I went on what they call sabbatical. So I took 3 months off and spent some time with my family, my little girl and my wife and other daughter, and just had a great time. I needed a break. It's been a pretty crazy ride at Microsoft for me, and I was very, very tired.
Yeah.
And so last June, me and my little girl hopped in my car. I'm a Corvette kind of freak. And me and my little girl hopped in my car on a Saturday morning. We drove up through Washington. We ended up in British Columbia. Spent a couple days in the Shuswap and ended up in Alberta. Spent some time, a few days around Banff. And we ended up in Calgary. Spent some time there. Down in Saskatchewan, got some friends that live on the water. That's where my mom and dad live and where I grew up. And we spent over a week and a half there. And then we went to North Dakota. And they were in South Dakota. Saw some presidents.
Went to the Dakotas?
Yes, went to the Dakotas. Then we went some time in Missoula, Montana. It's an amazing area with lots of natural wildlife, but we just stayed at the Fairfield Inn and swam in a little hotel swimming pool for a day or so.
Did you take advantage of that, of the lack of the speed limit out there?
You know, they have a speed limit now.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
too
but
bad.
It's like 70 or something like that.
Huh.
And then we went to Silver Mountain, Idaho, spent a day there, got back here. We were gone for 2.5-3 weeks. My wife stayed back in our house. And then we got back, and I spent another 2 months back at home just hanging out in my house. But Josie and I put on over 3,000, about 3,500 miles on my vet, and got to hang out with her. You know, Microsoft's been an amazing thing for me and what it's done for me and the family and the things I've been a part of. I did not always make the right choices about work-life balance. having that balanced life and so forth, that was a load of bullshit. I just totally failed at that, so I spent a bunch of time making up for that, and it was an amazing time off, and I'm back.
You know, work-life balance is emphasized around here. I mean, we're constantly reminded by HR that there's a work-life balance, and they want us to do it, but I think that there's like a mindset where when you come to Microsoft, you just stick around, what are you doing?
So I think work-life balance is sort of like this, and you know, for me, unfortunately, it was over here on work.
Oh, right.
And then just as that would fall off, it was like get it back to about here. I don't think there's such a thing. I don't think that there is this equilibrium where you're going to just have work and life. I think it's sometime you're going to manage to ride the wave, and sometimes I'm going to spend more time at home. Sometimes I'm going to spend more time at work, but I got to figure out how to kind of get that equilibrium as opposed to everything always being over here. I was really tired. I was really, really tired. It showed. People would see me. Sanjay, our VP, came. And about the day I was back, he walked by and he said, "All good?" And I said, "All very good." And he said, I said, "You know, I was really, really tired." And he said, "It showed. Now that I'm back, just so much more focus. And it just feels really good to be here."
Wow. Okay. Well, no, you sound like it. I mean, you're very calm and everything. And when you got back, speaking of which, you entered your office, right? And
yeah. And
there was a really fun day
while
you were gone that involved a little trolley and boxes of nine guys and a little army of them just laid out across your desk. And, you know, this guy in particular, I think this one weighs something like, is it 300 pounds? Or
it weighs a lot. You got to use
500 pounds?
A hand truck or whatever to move it in. But they had, oh my gosh, I mean, the most of them are now all spread out. But if you look over here, like equidistant between all of them, like dominoes, it was like these Channel 9 guys. And they were everywhere. They were on the couch. They were my whole desk. They were underneath my desk. And they're all over the place. It was really good when I saw it because I kind of wondered, are they going to do anything? And if I came back and nothing was done to my office, I was like, wow, does my team even really care that I'm back? And a lot of people put a lot of work to getting them all put in there. And
it was mainly Larry Larson and Laura.
Yeah.
They kind of drove the thing, and some of us got to watch. But you should have seen what they were planning.
I heard about the skateboard.
Yep. they were going to do a half pipe in here.
And I still actually want them to do that.
We were going to make it, though, so you'd have to climb over the top to get to your computer.
That would be so awesome. If you guys still want to go do that.
Work-life balance.
Yeah. I would love that. So when I was 6 years old up in Canada, I was born in Kamloops, British Columbia, and I started skateboarding. And basically, the local guys that lived on my street used me for bait for women. And basically, I could skate. I was actually pretty decent. I could do a half pipe. I could do handstands and all sorts of stuff. And they brought me along because, you know, girls would say, "Hey, look at that cute little kid skating."
The puppy kind.
And it was like the puppy effect, and the girls would come around. I mean, I actually liked it too, because I liked the older women. And
when you were six.
And I was six. And these guys actually got to skating, and if you've ever seen the movie The Lords of Dogtown with Stacy Peralta and all those people, these were the Canadian equivalent of that. In fact, they would come down to the U.S., United States, and skate against Stacy Peralta, and some of these people were the top skateboarders in their time.
Stacy Peralta?
Or, yeah.
I remember Powell Peralta.
Powell Peralta was a company.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, right. I'm screwing up. But anyway, long story short, was I skated with the equivalents up in Canada, and this past summer, my little girl Josie, who's eight, got involved with a little nonprofit called Skate Like a Girl, which is all about getting girls to skateboard, snowboard, surf, and lo and behold, she wanted to be like Dad, and there she is there skating. We went and hit lots of skateboard parks this summer. I started to get back into it, actually skating this summer at Skate Barn, doing half pipes and stuff like that over the summer, and lo and behold, Josie's a skater, absolutely loves it, and there's a go to skatelikeagirl.com, it's all girls, it's an awesome nonprofit that I got involved with over the summer as well, and yeah, it's a great thing. It was just so cool a guy by the name of Maxwell, he's done a lot of videos. Michael's his name. He did a lot of blog banners up for my blog of my vacation. If you go on my blog, jesseanquist.com,
he took
pictures and he would send them to me for my blog this summer. Well, he took one picture of me when I was a kid and did a water brush effect of it, and that's it right there. So if you look at that, he's taken that picture and he's made it look like it's been a painting, and he gave it to me. It just blew me away in my summer off. The connection that customers and stuff through Channel 9, it's amazing the number of people that I got to know over my sabbatical would contact me. "Hey, Jeff, heard you're taking a break from Microsoft. Great. Just want to wish you a good time off. You deserve it." And the fact that I actually get to know customers on that level is pretty damn cool. I don't know another job at Microsoft where you actually, customers going, "Hey, I hope you're doing well. This guy here went and did this picture of me. Which was just amazing. He did blog banners for me because he said, "Hey, these are so cool. You should update your blog banners over the summer." And there were people like on Facebook that would add me as a friend over the summer that I got to know in my job at Microsoft. And I think that had a lot of people. Of course, when I go on a 3-month break to spend time with family, is that code for you got fired? Is that code for you're going to come back and do something different? Will you really come back? And that was huge for me this summer. The fact that we created something pretty damn special at Channel 9, something that not too many people get a chance to go create, and the people that added me on Facebook I got to interact with Summer was one of the big reasons why I came back at the end of summer was my team and just the people that were like, "Hey, Jeff, you know, you guys did something really, really important," and we were able to make that connection, and it was huge for me. And I don't think when I left I could really see the forest for the trees.
Hmm. So what, I mean, like, pre-leaving and post-getting mm-hmm. back.
Yeah.
Like, after so many years, how many vacations did you take before that?
Yeah, that whole, this being over here, I don't know when I really took vacation. Josie's 8 right now. I took a month off, sort of, when Josie, because you get a month off at Microsoft when you take a break. Or when you have a baby, or when your wife has a baby, or you have a baby.
I think nowadays they say, "We're pregnant."
We're pregnant, yeah. So when you do that, you get a month off work. And during that time, I had just gotten my first real high-profile project. It was called the MSDN Code Center, which was the sample repository on MSDN, and Jim Alchin was driving it, and I was the PM for it. And so we had just had Josie, and I got on that project, and I was still sort of checking mail. I was still sort of doing things while I was working, but I was supposed to take a month off. And that was, you know, Josie just turns 8 at the end of this month. So I remember that break. That was a little bit of a break. I didn't check mail completely. But honestly, I did not take very good vacations. I'd be at home, and I'd be on vacation, but I'd be checking mail.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Or I'd have a laptop always open to mail. Or I'd always be, you know, deeply thinking about it. Or coming, hey, we need to get this report done and you're on vacation. And Vic would say, hey, Jeff, could you just come in and help me with that? Vic was my old boss. And I'd go do that. So I didn't make always the right choices. And so this going on sabbatical, I think for me, was about how do I get somewhere that balance? How do I do things in my job that completely matters and make sure that my team is doing things that matters and we have the right level of focus? How do I actually do things at home and take a break and remove myself here from a little bit so that when I am doing things here, I'm not so tired and that we're doing things that are creative? And I'll tell you, I wasn't thinking about Microsoft every day on my break, but I know a bunch of the good things that we're doing right now are little ideas that came to me while I was on that break, because you kind of get perspective.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, some distance from everything that you're doing. And,
yeah.
And you get to see it probably more like a customer, too, I would imagine.
And we've grown as a team, and Channel 9 was not, we never, ever dreamt when we were launching that site, and it was really this dream team of people. It was Len Pryor, Robert Scoble, Charles Torrey, Bryn Weibel, and myself. That team, when we were launching that site, we were a dream team, I believe that to this day, of people that really wanted to create the best place in the world for developers to hang out. We never imagined it to become what it is. And now, you know, the traffic and it continues to grow, and we're launching these other sites, and they're starting to really take hold and do well for traffic and build communities as well. Oh my gosh, we never ever dreamt it to become what it was. So doing that, it was just like launching a startup. People say, you know, what is life like at Microsoft and working for that big company? I don't feel like I work at a big company a lot of times because we're still a relatively small team. And we have other different groups. Things are very popular, we have a lot more teams to interact with. But I don't think we were prepared for that day and the years ahead of how much growth was going to happen and how much growing we were going to do as a team. So with saying that, there really wasn't a lot of time for vacations. There wasn't like, you know, who's going to run this while you're gone, Jeff? This summer I was able to take that break, and it was really hard. Like, I was going to, when I knew that I could do the sabbatical, you know, Steve was my boss, Cellini, I worked for Steve Cellini, and Steve, you know, came to me one day and he says, dude, you know, you qualify for like a sabbatical, why aren't you taking it? I was like, well, I'll never be able to take it, and I had all these reasons why I couldn't take it. And he said, well, we should figure that out. And so, I was driving home one night, and I was thinking about my little girl, and I was thinking about how I'd missed a thing for her at her school that day, and that really sucked. And I was really mad at myself, and I was driving down the 202 home, this highway I drive on. And I was like, wow, she's going to be on summer break. And then I started to remember about summer vacation when you're a kid, and how you do not take, you didn't appreciate it. You may just sit on the couch all day long and telling your mom when you're a kid, I'm bored, there's nothing to do. Wow, what would it be like to take 3 months off? And then a little light bulb came off, and I went over in my mind and had Steve there saying, just like in the movies where they put the light bulb, Jeff, you should really take this. And then summer vacation, I was like, I'm going on frickin' summer vacation. I'm going to have a do-over for summer vacation. So I phoned Steve because he's commuting home. I said, Steve, I'm taking the summer off. And he said, really? And he kind of got a smile because Steve is just a great boss. I said, yeah, I'm going to take the summer off. Can I do it? He said, we will make it happen. And I went home. That was actually a Friday night, now that I think about it. And I did not sleep at all that night. My wife, I almost thought I was going to, like, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to take 3 months off. Can I do this? Do I know how to shut down? What about my team? And we had a lot of planning to do to get this set up. And how will my team take this? And I wondered, like, will everybody quit while I'm gone? And I mean, I really care a lot about my team. And like, will everybody quit while I'm gone? And what's that going to be like? And will the projects all fall apart? And how will we get this stuff together? And I was just like, I did not sleep that night. Came back on Monday, and Steve and I kind of laid out a plan. And he got to get involved in my business, and he never ever had to before. And that was amazing too, because when I came back, we had fixed a lot. He had fixed a lot of things that maybe I didn't know how to fix. And he was able to kind of put his mark a little bit on the business, all good. And but yeah, I got to do a do-over for my summer vacation.
Well, I'm wondering if part of what he may have learned is what a lot of people don't know, you know, especially firsthand, but even people who know about you through the website, through Channel 9, is that your job is definitely one of those herding cats kind of jobs. You know, you hire really interesting people. I mean, Charles Torre he's solid. Mm-hmm. He really knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
But I've been a big part of the herding cats problem. Yeah. But you get a lot of different kinds of people. And your job is not so straightforward in that respect.
And it's around the... there can be a lot of chaos.
I mean, what do you call this? The band of misfits or something
sometimes
like that?
Sometimes we're the band of misfits. We have a very unique team of people of all different personalities that... and it's like a family. And I used to joke, my team will never get bigger than the size of my house, that I can't have them, their families, and...
So you got a bigger house.
I mean, this year we probably got a bigger house because it kept on getting bigger. But, no, I love my team. And it was really important to me. I was really freaked out about that. It was like, what is everyone going to think? Is everyone going to think Jeff's burnt out? Are they going to think he's not coming back? You know.
Everybody needs a break, though.
Yeah. You know?
And Jeff, I've learned that myself. So can you talk about what you're going to do next or in the future, in the coming weeks or months?
Sure. I mean, I'm just same job, much more focused. We are... we are in the process of, I had it up here somewhere, we're in the process of launching out, remember this old beta for Channel 9? I believe tomorrow we're going to launch the beta again, and much more listening to people's feedback. So I'm hitting a dev site right now. Thought I had it up here. Oh, here, let me do this one. We're launching a beta of Channel 9, the update. Basically, I'm not going to go through it because the dev team just really honed in on everybody. We had the last beta, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, you know, the sky is falling. Why does the design look like this? And you forgot about everything with Channel 9 was, and the forums suck. And the dev team just like went inch by inch by inch going, hey, okay, you said that, we're going to do this. You didn't like this, you don't like the design, it wasn't the old school, it wasn't this. They listened. And they did that out. And this has been a hard road for us because we made the purposeful decision last spring to write from the ground up Channel 9. Clean set of code that's for this, you know, the overall network of things that we do. And, you know, it's now we're finally at the point where these are getting released, the code is getting stable, it's, you know, and we're going to be able to iterate so much faster. And I'm just super excited. Isn't that what they say? But
and what is our network right now?
It's Channel 9 for developers. 10 for the power user. Enthusiast is another way to describe that. We have Mix Online, which is for people that are, you know, that audience of, you know, the people that are doing stuff on the web.
Is that Visit Mix?
VisitMix.com. Yeah. And we have 8 for students. Let me talk a little bit about 10. 10, you know, a lot of people that are Niners go, oh my gosh, I don't like 10, I don't like this or that. And it's all, you should not rest in there. You maybe shouldn't like it because... it's not for the developers. But there's a few things that we are doing with 10 that Larry, who runs that for me, is doing a really great job of honing in the content. But number one, it's about music/videos, gaming, mobility, and living an online life. And you know what? There's 3 different types of content. Across every site that my team does, we show the people behind Microsoft. We try and show that Microsoft is not ran by an evil corporation with 7 evil men in a room smoking cigars plotting to overtake the world. There's moms, there's dads, there's brothers, sisters, there's kids from small towns like me, there's people from the different city that are all coming together to build great software. And we're genuinely sorry when we screw up, but we honestly are trying to do a great thing. And so on 10, we even, channel 10, yes, Chen, on 10.net, on 10, we show videos with people behind the scenes. 2, we take the camera, we point it to the outside, so when you saw us go to KXP, the story's not about KXP doing great things with Windows Media Player, whatever, and the codecs and the streaming service, it's the fact that they're trying to do cool things with music. 3, it's about showing people how to do unique things with software. And so a thing that I don't want to see happen on 10 again is I really don't want to see us to do a video about Gears of War and that new title is out that day. It's either got to be a video with Cliffy B, an interview, or B, show me how to kick ass at Gears of War. You know, this summer I played a lot of Dirt. It's an Xbox 360 game.
Yes,
love
the
it.
Game, yeah.
And I'm like playing at pro level. I'm getting first place. I'm all the way up to the top of the pyramid. Awesome. Then I look at my ranking on Xbox Live. 9,223.
Hey, man, that's good.
Yeah.
Seriously, in the Xbox Live scale? Yeah,
yeah, but still, well, how? What the hell is the guy who's like player number 6 doing to just smoke my ass around on his track score? So on Channel 10, we got to start showing the people that are doing stuff really well in Xbox Live.
I see, so this is all about you getting better.
Improving my gamer score through my job. But we also need to show people, like, you know, there's Excel power users around the world that do make Excel sing like you never, you could not imagine. You know, there's a guy that actually wrote Space Invaders for Excel.
And Pac-Man. They did Pac-Man too, yeah.
But there's even other really cool things you can do with Excel and graphing. Why aren't we showing people how to do that? 10 has a long ways to go. When I'm back, we are so going to make it even better. 9, we're going to hone in our content. We've got to get the beta out already. There's some other things, and there will be, I won't go into it out, but there'll be another site coming online later. I'm not going to talk anymore about that now. But there's going to be another site, and we are going to make sure that the content equals the amazing dev platform that the dev team makes and vice versa. And that's literally all I'm focused on right now is, how do you make these things great communities? How do we get the beta out there already? How do you get it live? How do we make the content equal? And that's about it.
I gotta say, though, about 10, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of developers are, you know, they're geeks. And I just tend to think of them as geeks who are just, like, a little bit more geekier.
Yes.
You know, a little geekier than the rest. But they've still got, you know, that lighter level of geekiness to them. And like, Laura, she just visited BioWare, for example. And yeah. That's awesome. And before that, you know, you were seeing, like, the Surface computer?
Yes.
And so geeks might go, and there might not be a dev story that's explicit, but they're looking at that, and they're thinking, how do I, you know, develop for the Surface computer?
Many, many developers should go to 10... to find out, A, what the users are doing, what enthusiasts are into, but most developers have an enthusiast in them as well. You know, and it's covering things like Windows Home Server, there's a mixture of text and video. Yeah, the Halo 3 launch video was really well done. At Best Buy, that was a really good video. It was all Halo 3 the other day, surprise, surprise. But the
Mass Effect, I want that game so bad.
So bad. So, you know, and traffic grows on all of these sites. And Jamie asked one day, he was in the coffee house. What does the traffic of 10 look? It must be horrible. Actually, 10's traffic has completely paralleled this year, the very first year of Channel 9. Hmm. And then Channel 9 really grew for traffic after PDC 05. And that was like, basically they're on the same trajectory. And then PDC 05 was when Channel 9 kind of came out and just like, blossomed. We got to have that same moment with 10, and we also have to figure out a way to get more people interacting and doing stuff. You know, 7 comments on this. We got to get more of the interaction happening on that. We'll do that this year.
I got to say too, you know, as far as Channel 8 goes,
Little Guru,
Lloyd Humph. You know, we got teens out there who could probably, you know, probably
just
really enjoy this stuff.
Somebody new for a team named Max, and Max Zuckerman is going to help really kick up a notch on 8 content. 8 needs a lot of work, but you know. If it was just so effortless and all that stuff, then, you know, they probably wouldn't keep us employed because these things would just run themselves.
You guys are launching a site. You know, it doesn't matter if you've already got the network, right? Yeah. You've got to get you're selling to a new audience
We're trying to understand that audience, and it's pretty interesting. Yeah.
So, anything else you want to cover, like personal, work life, or anything at all?
You know, this is going to sound really cheesy, but thank you. Channel 9 was an amazing thing to be part of. I still think back to those days and everything that team did right. You know, we really got to go out and show the human beings behind Microsoft. When I go down and I meet people that work at Microsoft, you know, it really hurts sometimes when people, Microsoft is not innovative. Microsoft is that. And it's like when I see people, what they're doing, it's amazing that my team gets to go tell that story to the rest of the world. This year really, you know, is about, you know, getting the right content, getting the right set of code out there running on it so that people want to hang out in our place, have a great place to go do it. But it's like, thank you. Thanks for, you know, because people come and visit these sites, we get to go do what we get to go do. And this is the only job inside Microsoft for me. I can't imagine doing anything else inside this company. We have a number of open positions. That's not why the point of this video. We are actually going to hire a Channel 9 interviewer. Rory's going to be kind of moving on to the next step in his life. More on that later. We're going to hire a full-time person to do stuff for Channel 10. And we also have a full-time software design engineer position on our team. That's somebody who has the desire to do amazing things with Silverlight. Somebody who's a kick-ass CSS, standards-based development, HTML design guru, to write stuff. Come join the greatest team on the planet. One of the greatest teams in the industry. A team of people that get stuff done, do shit that matters, with lots of visibility and love around the entire company. It blows my mind. I mean, we went to the company meeting the other day, you know, a few weeks back. And we're like on the big screen. Ray Ozzie, when he was talking about the future of Microsoft, he had like a Channel 9 screenshot up there. And I was just like, wow.
Well, that was down at the stadium. I mean, this wasn't just like a little company meeting in a room somewhere.
This
was
30,000 people there and stuff. And the fact that we get to go do that job is just, it blows me away. The fact that I'm on a sabbatical. And like, how many people have a job who customers send them like pictures that they've done stuff with while you're on a break and say, Jeff, I hope your break is doing really well. People that added me on Facebook and say, look, I don't really know you, but you know, thank you for being on Channel 9. By the way, if you're on Facebook and you're on Channel 9, add me. I love to run into people through that way. But no, thank you. I mean that sincerely. You know, being at Microsoft was a dream job for me to come here. Being able to help people, you know, from an evangelist perspective, I'm not in marketing. I'm not in sales. You know, the customers that I've been able to connect with and find out that are cool, doing cool stuff, that's been huge for me. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you for visiting Channel 9. And so that we can keep doing what we're doing. When we went out and launched that site, my boss phoned me because he lived down in Southern California at the time. And Vic said, hey Jeff, is the team around? And we're put him on speakerphone. And he did like the night before kind of thing. And he, you know, expectations. And he goes, look, this Channel 9 thing, I'm really glad you put a lot of effort into it. You know, tomorrow when it's up and going, don't be disappointed if nobody comes. Don't be sad. This could take years, and you may get 100,000 people after the first year that maybe visit the thing, but your passion really shows in what you go do. And then, like, the next morning, there's, like, 80,000 people online at the very first moment, and servers are, like, they're actually staying online. It was, and it was just unfrickin' believable. And he said, this may not be a supernova, was his exact words. Oh, my frickin' gosh. You know? That was unbelievable.
Of course, the supernova blows up and then Peter's out dies. You know, so
we were,
this is better than...
So this is better than a supernova because traffic still seems to get better. But, yeah, it's been a wild, wild ride, and we're here for many more chapters to be written. Come join our team. Come join in the communities. If you think things suck, let us know.
I think they know that one. I mean, in the coffee house, you know, it goes, but there is so much interesting discussion out there. It's very open, I guess. Nobody shuts us down. So.
I go into the coffee house every day. I don't actually reply there as much. Lately, for me, it's been just getting back on board in a way without stopping the team because they're on one hell of a path. But awesome team.
Cool. Well, thank you then. Jeff Sandquist, was this your first interview on Channel 9?
You know, actually, I think it really, truly is my first Jeff Sandquist interview on Channel 9, which is really quite... I try and keep things... I don't know. It's just my... Yeah.
You're a behind-the-scenes guy for the most part.
I really like that.
Well, anyway, I'm sure everybody's going to be happy to see this.
I hope so.
So, ta-ta.
Bye-bye.